The lawsuit settlement requires the state to improve living conditions at the prison by adding outdoor recreation, indoor air conditioning, and reducing the intensity of the 24-hour lighting that kept some inmates from sleeping. Former Department of Corrections Secretary Walter Dickey is the federal monitor. He says the state has made the physical changes. Now he's recommending policy changes in the controversial level system he says prevents many inmates from ever winning back the privileges they lose when they enter the prison.
I think we ought to cap the time that a person ought to be in these levels, and I think we ought to acknowledge that it doesn't work for some people and stop using it for those people and take them out of that system entirely. The goal is supposed to be to get people out of this institution, not keep them there forever.
Dickey opposed the construction of the Supermax in 1999 as costly and unnecessary. Now he'd like to convince the state to get better use of its 500 cells by putting the most dangerous prisoners in 100 of them and converting about 200 cells to a maximum security prison. He says inmates could be double bunked there because the cells are much bigger than those at the other state prisons. He also calls for adding a school and a workshop.
What corrections gets out of the deal is a hell of a lot more beds right at a time when they need them at relatively low expense, because all you got to do is build those two program areas and you'd have a better institution than you otherwise would have, far more humane and I think far more realistic for the inmates that would inhabit it.
Dickey says there's broad support for his recommendations from corrections staff. Department spokesperson John Dipko confirms the department is considering some changes.
We are in the process of reviewing our procedures and the best use of the facility as it relates to other prisons in our system.
Prison reform advocates are hoping the state moves quickly on revamping the Supermax. Frank Vandenbosch of the Prisoner Action Coalition is worried it's already done a lot of psychological damage to prisoners who've been there for the past 5 years. He says he'd rather see it made into a museum, but he likes Dickey's plan for converting it to a more conventional prison.
And I think the climate is right. The political climate, budget constraints, and the cost of incarceration or the prison industry in the state might allow us to think about on those lines.
There are currently 400 inmates at the Bosco Bell prison. Walter Dickey will be submitting his recommendations for changing the situation at the Supermax to the state and to federal Judge Barbara Crabb within the next month. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.